The boys from Old Dominion hanging with me at this very moment. And guys, the new album that you just put out at the end of August is called Barbara. And I'm going to ask you a question. I know you've been asked many times before, but we need to know, who is Barbara?
We did that to ourselves, didn't we?
I know we did.
Really good.
Well, yeah, she's the record. Barbara is the record. You know, she's a woman who's been around the block. You know, she's got a lot of stories to tell, you know, highs and lows, but she's taking life with a smile, you know, and a cigarette.
Yes, for those that haven't seen the album cover for Old Dominion's latest album called Barbara, she is there on the cover. She is a mature woman sitting at the beauty shop underneath the hair dryer, sunglasses on, smoking a cigarette, and she has the Barbara necklace. She looks like a Barbara to me. She really does.
Yeah,
right.
I think we did a pretty good job of creating that character.
You really did. I love the idea. It's like an overall vibe you're going for with this character.
Yeah, yeah. That's the visual representation of the entire album. Like Brad was saying, she's got a lot of experience and a lot of stories to tell, and there's all kinds of different stories on this album.
Is it true that you already have fans showing up to your shows dressed like Barbara?
Oh yeah, it's true.
Every night there's a Barbara, at least one in the crowd for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And are the rumors true that I'm hearing that Barbara herself, the actual Barbara, may make appearances at upcoming Old Dominion shows?
I believe that is in the works. Yeah, we're trying to make that happen. Yeah, for sure.
This album, guys, first of all, congratulations. One of the most personal albums I think you guys have done.
Yeah, it was not a conscious decision, and just, you know, the nature of who we are, you know, at the stage of life we're at, you know, and where we are in our careers and as songwriters. And, you know, when we make an album, we just try to sit down and pick what we think are the best songs or our favorite songs. And a lot of them wound up being these kind of deeply personal songs or that are from our personal experiences, like Miss You Man and Goodnight Music City, Man of the Song. These are songs that, you know, came straight from our heart and wound up on the album.
Yes, and I want to talk about Goodnight Music City, one of my favorite ones on the album coming up. But the latest single that you guys have out is called Make a Good Time. This is a good driving song here, guys.
Yeah, you get a ticket and driving too fast.
It almost sounded like you said Naked Good Time for some reason, which is a whole nother song.
That'll be on the next album.
Yeah, bonus track. Yeah.
Naked Good Time.
Yeah, it is. I've heard it on the radio a couple times, and it does. It instantly, it makes you drive faster. It feels good in the car.
Hanging here with Old Dominion on ACC, how much consideration, guys, do you give things like that? Like how songs will sound when you're out driving?
We actually think about not necessarily that specific moment, but we're always looking for a song to sort of change your environment wherever you are. You know, like we all know those songs where they come on and you just feel it more than you just hearing it. So we always are looking for something that helps create that environment around you.
Old Dominion hanging with us on the show this weekend. And guys, when it comes to your set list at your shows, you've got so many hits that you have to get in there to play at the shows. 9 number ones, all the other hits. Is there a song, though, that no matter what happens, you cannot leave off the set list? You have to play it every night?
I'd say I Was on a Boat That Day is probably the one. Yeah, and One Man Band, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, those two. It's funny because, like, especially when we play in places where maybe we haven't been a lot and people are first time, you can hear them yelling. You know, you'll be like halfway through somebody yelling, I was on a boat that day. We'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there.
We don't want you to leave afterwards.
Yeah, you'll leave if we play it right now.
Yeah, we've got this all figured out. It's a science at this point. Yeah. In October, speaking of live shows, you're going back across the pond to play Denmark, Sweden, the UK. Is there a place that you haven't been that you'd like to go?
Yeah, we've never been to, you know,
Oslo. There's been a few places
on this tour. Copenhagen, we've never been to.
I'd love to play Japan.
Yeah,
we've never been. That'd be amazing.
Having fun with Old Dominion here on the show this weekend. Matthew Ramsey, you're the lead singer of the band. I know you have two daughters. How they doing? How's the fam?
Everybody's good, man. Everybody's good. Just moved in my oldest back into Kentucky, and my youngest started high school her junior year, so back in the grind.
As they've gotten older, have they taken an interest, either of them, in what dad does for a living?
As a career choice, I don't think so. You know, I think they see how exhausted I am when I come home, and they're like, yeah, no thanks.
You know, it's funny, I interview a lot of, you know, famous people here on this show, and I ask them that question, and more often than not, their kids are not impressed by the really cool things that mom and dad are doing.
It humbles you.
Yeah, I think that's the nature of being a parent, right? You're never cool to your kids.
Oh, I know that's right. I'm Ryan Fox. The boys from Old Dominion hanging with me on the show this weekend. Guys, you sang that song with Kenny recently at Sphere in Las Vegas at Kenny's residency. I got a chance to see one of his shows at Sphere, and I mean, I was blown away. Is that not one of the coolest concert venues you've ever been to?
I mean, it's got to be the... I mean, you know, you have like Red Rocks, which has its certain thing, but the Sphere is so unique, man. It's like having a VR headset on, but you don't. You're just sitting there, and you know, you're watching a concert, but you're really just living an experience. It's unreal.
What was it like being up on stage with Kenny and seeing the screen do its thing at Sphere?
When you're up there, it's because there is a pit, so it's like... It's almost like you're kind of looking down, interacting with the fans, you know. I think Pharrell was just staring up at the screen. You know, it's just crazy. You know, the energy is just, it's just different in there, you know. You know, it's, especially if you haven't seen it, you know, when you go for the first time, you're just like, what the heck is going on? This is, you know, it's just crazy.
The song you sang with Kenny that night at the Sphere in Vegas is the song we just played a few minutes ago, Save It for a Rainy Day, which of course ended up being a huge hit for him. And he set up on stage that night with you guys that he couldn't believe that you didn't keep the song for yourselves. Why was Kenny the right guy for that song?
Because we were broke.
Next question.
That one right there is off Old Dominion's latest album called Barbara. It's called Making Good Time, a great driving song. I like that. So what do you guys listen to when you're driving, besides American Country Countdown, of course?
Podcasts.
Rubber on the road.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still the same as I was when I was 5 years old. I flip around the dial. I love everything. So I never stay on one station too long.
Who, though, in the group of Old Dominion makes the best time? Do we have any speed demons among us here?
Trevor, you're pretty heavy.
Trevor's probably the guy.
I make great time. The thing is, like, I want to say that it's not... I don't just drive fast, though. I read the road. I know what lane to get in. It's a puzzle to me. I like puzzles.
You know what you did yesterday, though? You were reading the road, but you got there last.
Yeah, that is true.
How'd that happen?
You did not make
it. You passed me.
Where were we going?
To Tracy Lawrence's house.
Yeah. Oh, I stopped for gas.
Yeah, but you didn't forget where Tracy lived. You just drove so much you had no fuel left. You were out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The boys of Old Dominion joining me this weekend every hour on the show. It is football season, guys. Any of you guys sports nuts? Are there any friendly sports rivalries within the band?
I don't know if there's rivalries. You know, I grew up in Detroit, so I've been a Lions fan. So the guys have got to witness my heartbreak journey in humorous fashion. But now, you know, now we're good, which the pressure's on even more. It builds the deflation up even more when something goes wrong. So every time people talk about how the Lions are Super Bowl favorites, I get really nervous.
Yeah, you've had Barry Sanders with the Lions, Trevor, but that's about it through the years.
We've had a lot of heartbreak.
Country Countdown Show in the world.
This is American Country Countdown with Ryan Fox